You are listening to BensTorah.com.
That's what Kolbe. Shvisa Behema Humachaber. What's Shvisa Behema Chaber? On Shabbos, there's a din called Shvisa Behema. Your Behema has to rest on Shabbos. Your Behema has to rest. That's in Parshas Yisro. Parshas Yisro and the Sarasa Dibras. I'm sorry, that's in Parshas. In Mishpatim. Mishpatim in Kolbimul. Teshis Yom Tassam al Masacha Uviyayim Ashvi Tish Bois. Some things. Laman Yanuach and Or Shurvath. This is what the word Tosis learns. We know it from. Shor Chachamorach. We know from Shor and Chamor have to rest. Your ox, your donkey should be happy and Shabbos too. Laman Yanuach. What does it mean, L'manyanuach? Your animal is not allowed to work. If you're an animal and it's working, you have to stop it. In other words, not making the animal work, even if the animal works, right? It could be even, could be, I once was spoken to the plan before he was a Rebbe, it was a Rashiva learning. So, Shiloh, it was the guest, some sugya we were talking about. If you live in America and you have an animal in there, it's a soul. So it's Shabbos for the animal, and the animal's doing malacha, but to you it's not Shabbos. Do you say, ki hai gavna, that there's a din of shis behemoth? Do you go after the behemoth? Do you go after the person? But that's not the point. But the point is that if your animal's doing work, you have to stop. It's an essay. Not even if you didn't make it. That's in Mishpat. In Parshas Yisro, in the Sarasa Divris, the Sasa Kol Malacha, Ato Vin Chibitata, Abduchav Moisa. It says you shouldn't do malacha and your behemoth. That's called in the Gemara. That's called mechamer. Mechamer comes from chamor. Chamor is a beast of burden, meaning you make an animal do work. You hit the animal. You say give me up, whatever it is, and he goes and reshus to rabban. That's called Mechamer. That's the love. So, according to most we share, right now, but just to any animal. Animal, you see an animal, even an animal that doesn't belong to a Jew. As a sheep doesn't mean he has to belong to a Jew. Right? So now what do you do? Mechamer, okay? So now, that's written by Shabbos. Comes along the and it brings him up close to shame. Because of a cold, but she's being Mechamer, yes, amen. Sha'acha, shenikra malacha, since it's called malacha. Sha'acha, shenikra, it's called malacha. Now, this, Avam Cholomai, Vadei Mutam. The base is the cold, but it holds that the Issa of Mechamer, she's Bantoi, is Noegan Yantif too. Yes, amen. Some say Beyantim Mutah, so that the Torah went out of its way to say the Torah said it only about Shabbos, so it doesn't apply to Yantim. In other words, the question is like this: we know there's an Issa to do Malach, right? There's an Issa to do Malach, and that is written by Yantim too, right? We know Yantim you now do Malach, right? That's for sure. You can't do Malach. We do Malach. It only means that if you have a din of mit, the way we pass, the Torah says, Oichel Nefesh. If you're doing it in order to eat, malachas that are needed in order to eat, baking and so forth, right? Shechting, you're allowed to shecht an animal, right? And then the way we pass, but It has to be the way most Rishon learn. Has to be the tzorech hayoyim. And if one cannot, you have a machzor. So you're allowed to carry it to shul. You could carry your lulav. Put the Beis Shammai, you're not allowed. Put the Beis Shammai, you had to leave your machzor in shul. You had to leave your esrog in shul. We hold as a concept called metoich. But let's say a lot of times you have shuls, Rosh Hashanah, the first day, they daven mincha after musaf. It's late, it's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. They're afraid people are not going to come back, they're going to be tired. So they daven mincha, okay? So you daven mincha, you go home, you eat your meal. By the time you're ready to come back, so you go to shul, to daven marv. You're not allowed to carry your machzor. Why? Because you're carrying on Yom Tov for the next day. You can't carry for the next day. You follow? Mm-hmm. But if you have an Erev, that's something else. But if you don't have an Erev, you're carrying for the next day. Rabbi Akiva Eger, Lamashal, smoking. Right? Smoking, okay, so nowadays it's a big shayla. If you allow it, what? Shavuot Chodesh. But let's say you're allowed to smoke. I mean, there are many Yerushalmis. You're allowed to smoke. Right? You go with any given you Shalmi Shtibel and Yom Tov, they're smoking. Forget, you have to catch them when they're davening. Right? They smoke. But you might see them
smoking the
shower. So Kivega says between the first day and the second day, in Beina Shmashis, you hear, one is not allowed to smoke. You puff. When you puff, you're making fire, it goes into your lungs. That happens a second later. So it could be that when Kivega says, it could be when you puff, so it comes out, you did malacha on Yom Tov with Moshe. So many people, you know, they carry their keys. A lot of carry keys on Yom Tov. You need your keys to your house. But most people have like a keychain with a key to this, a key to their apartment in Florida, a key to their. Let's forget about Mukt, a key to this place, a key to that place. And they carry. Moshe held him not a lot of carry. So, because why? Because you're carrying what you're not, what you don't have to carry. Right? You're carrying what you don't have to carry. So the man has since. So Rav Neuberg, when he came out first with the Shmir Shabbat Til Chosso, he passed it that if you smoke, based on this Jumma Moshe, so how many cigarettes do you need in shul? One, two cigarettes, two, three cigarettes, please. Right? So you can only take three. You can't take the whole pack. So Rav Moshe wrote him, it's not true. Rav Moshe said you could take your whole pack. Schnorrers. Well, they call them moochers. Right? Because people are going to mooch cigarettes from you. Right? So that you're allowed to do. But you're not allowed to do malach. On Yom Tov. So, rather than that, so that Ashayla is the Torah by specifying Malacha that means specific Malacha. That's what the Sheet holds. The other Yisurim of Shabbos, Shvisas Behemtoi, Mechamer, Shvisas Avdoi, if you have an Evid that didn't mal himself, he's not going to keep Shabbos. What? Truman is Ashayla, right? Tumen, so forth, right? So whether they're noyeg on Yom Tov or not, right? They don't talk about Tumen, the Torah even talks about Tumen. So let's see. So that's a two sheep. Any day, as the Pesach, it's a time of Shal Mate. The Kiva and the Makshin in Yom Tov for Shabbos, now Batsam, if Kivenge asks it from the Mishnah, Mishnah says in Megillah, Ein Ben Shabbos Yom Tov, Elo, Rechon Ev Shabbat, why don't say, Mechamash is Bantay? So basically, he says, it means all the Malachas, that are us on Shabbos, us on Yom Tov, except for Eichel Nefesh. But you can have other Yisurim that are not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. That's what the Beis Levi says. Right? So he says, the king of Makshin, Yom Tov Shabbos, who makes his Zvam, she is Vashu with Talmud, the Shib Beim Einu Echolim, the Gemara didn't say it's exception. Eichel Shalai Mashim Utaz Be Yom Tov. The Afa Pi Shalai Kol Sva Ter Be Yom Tov, Kol Sham Olochas, Gam Kein Lo Nechtevu Be Yom Tov. Befrat. And the Lord says, "Kamoacha yofin." But Nami the Kavosay, Miu Baha Ikal Meima. The Shlisa behem the Mechama Lav Bechal Loisas Malacha. They're not Malacha. It's called the Shareina Bechal Aboyim Avos. The Torah says, "Don't do Malacha." So it says, "Dafka 39 Malachas." ולא בתול דוסן, אלא לאו לעצמוי, אף שכיוון דלו קוסר רחמונם ביומטף, משפישר, סיכו ביצמותה. אבל אין נראה שתי כן דאס פויסקים, לסבי סייף סביב שהסוסמו דבריהם לא מיומטף שובל השאבס. לכל דבר חוץ מהצוב ועבר, that's already big, שאין לו מין הצוב ועבר, we'll leave that right now, ולא הציעו שביס בהם מחמו, נקל עמסוי ליומטף נעם יסוד. בקופונים המחלוק הסבישיינים, if שביס is out, if שביס is מחד, because if שביס is out too, we must also be שביס is out there. So there's a kasha from the Gra, on this sheet, that it's also on Yom. The Mishnah is also on Shabbos, but over here we need the Mishnah. We'll see why we took Beya Davka. Okay, look at the Mishnah. Shlosh Dvarim Ablas Ben Azayim Matir V'Chachamim Oisre V'Chachamim Asir. With Mishnah, give the gentleman. Oh yeah, welcome. Sorry. Okay, Parasoi. Reb Elazar ben Azayi had a para, yoitza bertzua sheben karnel. She went out with a ribbon between her horns. Now, in other words, on Shabbos, Yom Tov also can't go out. You know, like we said before, you can't carry. Hello, what? Why do we wear clothes? So what? Because clothes are part of our body, since you need it. Now it goes into all kinds of shakli allowed. If it's something that you don't, that what men don't wear, maybe nowadays men do wear rings, it's common. So then it's not, then it's fine. Hat bonnets, right? So big shayla, when boots came out, galoshes. Can you wear galoshes? It's just, is it called clothing or to protect the clothing? Okay, big shayla. So this is machloikas. He was mat there and a chachamim asir. Okay. That's one machlokes. Umakardin as a behema biyamtiv. You can comb a behema. You need to comb the behema to comb its skin, that you feel the blood should, or whatever. Now, you notice it says biyamtiv. I forgot to tell you, I'm sorry. It was my fault. Rashi says, parasa yaitza b'shabbos. That's right. Sorry, I didn't should have told you that. And Rashi seems to say it's only Negei Yom Shabbos, and it's Masha that way in the Mishnah, because in Mishnah, the next case, it says Biyomtif. And the next case, Shoykhanas Palpun Rechaim Shom, they can grind it and grind it. But if it's something that's usually not used to grind, you're allowed to grind. So here, how the Rechaim is not called something usual, and the Chachamim argue on this, right? They argue this. It's Masha that from case number two, case number three is Yom Tov. The first one is only Shabbos. So the Gra's Medayik for this, that this din of Shvisa's Behemta, because that's what we talk about, a behemah wearing a ribbon, right? There's only Negash. In other words, if wearing a something is not needed on Yom Tov, right? Let's say, like we said before, you put something on you that you don't really need. It just happens to be on you. That's carrying on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do that. So how could this behemoth go out on Shabbos? The Torah says that he held its mutter, right? The Chachamim held its also, right? But in Yom Tov, they don't seem to argue why, because what's the issue we're dealing with? Not you taking out. It's Shvisa's behemoth. So vice versa, you can deduce from here that Shvisa's behemoth is not named in Yom Tov.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The what?
You're not gaining it.
You don't have to gain. Animal means the animal just doesn't love it. That's not true. That. No. Yeah. So now here's the two psukim we spread, Taka. I forgot I gave that to you. The two psukim over here. Now, if you look at the second one, right? Sheshitam Tasim Asech. Now, you have a Mishnah in Shabbos. Shabbos, the whole parak talks about what an animal can go out with on Shabbos, what an animal can't go out with. In other words, a saddle. Some animals, a saddle is only used for riding. So what does the animal need a saddle? Other animals. The Mishnah is going to different things. You're allowed to let the behemoth. He's supposed to wear this. He's to have that. That one is for the behemoth. Another one is not for the behemoth. So this you could go out. Right. The next parrot goes, B'mei Isha, same good Isha. Isha can't go out with jewelry, with this, with that. Nowadays we'll make her with that. A woman were not allowed to go out with shetels at the time that the Mishnah is. They were afraid, remember? They'll take it off to show, to see my new shetel. What? What? Tachshitim, same thing, right? Okay, but we have a different heter. Okay? But a kuponim, behemah. So tois, look at tois. B'mei behemah yoit. Okay? The other muzar al shvises behemte. The ksiv lamanya nuach. Umiyu lav deloy sasa malacha atavem techa leka elba machama achabente. Right, the lav is only if you make a work, but she's behemta is from lamanya nuach. So Tosis calls it an essay. Right, it's an essay, lamanya nuach. Your animal has to rest on Shabbos. Comes along with a kiveger and he has a shaila like this. See, he brings the Tosis. Barav dibemas miyetsa she's behemta tzu lamanya nuach. Umi lav del sasa malacha atav leka bechad. Vani mistapik. Im nashim mitzuvin or mitzuvayis would be more correct. Al shvis, so Rai of Kiveg wasn't, you know, didn't worry about the dictate so much. Al shvisas behem tan. Hecha delekam chava kim devi rak essay. Do women have the essay of shvisas behem tan? That's the shvisas behem tan. Why? Because the mitzvah say, yesh lamed, they have the mitzvah say, she's man grombed, they're nashim pturis. Right? I the chayiv. What do we know the chayiv on Shabbos? After chayovas bekiddush ayin mekeisho the zochav akodesh the shomer yesh leimar the dafka bekiddush the hainu aschira of a shabbat to say yesh lomer pturis. Maybe the only chayiv in kiddush they're not chayiv in other mitzvahs of Shabbos. That's what Kiveger's shayin. Okay, so on that, there's two Rabbi Kiveges. What's the Tzatzaseishas Mangroma? So he brings, over here he brings a Ran, and in the next one, he brings a pair called Kisra. Gemara says, the Yechayev to have Gimel Sudas on Shabbos and Lecha Mishnah. Where do you learn it out from? For the month. That's for the month. For the month. For the month. Right? You learn it out from the month. From the man, you learn that Gimel Sudas on Nachamish. So the Ran in Perakol Kisve, Rabban, quote Urbeinu Tam, Sefer Yosher. Urbeinu Tam wrote a Sefer called Sefer Yosher. Over there, the Ran, the Urbeinu Tam says that Nashim Chayavos in Gimel Sudas on Nachamish like men. Why? Because they were in the nace of the Ma. They were nace of the Ma. You know, since it was negated to them too, you're learning it out from there, and they were in that, they're chayiv in that too. Okay? That means other mitzvahs are saves will be the pturis of Shabbos. He's saying it's only Lecha Mishnah. And the Ran argues, the Ran says, V'ein tzarich, you don't need, the reason could be correct, but you don't need it. Why? Because there's the din zochav hashabbos. You know, women are chayv and kiddush. Because it says zochas yom hashabbos lekatcha, and it says in the first luchas, second luchas it says shomer yom hashabbos. So you make a hekesh, right? Gemara says zochav hashomer b'di be'echad. So you make a hekesh zochav hashomer. Whoever is chayv in is chayv in shomer is also chayv in zochav. Remes and Tais in a few places says, why don't you say the opposite? Whoever is potter from Zacha should be potter from Shaman. Women should be potter from Shmir Shabbos. This is Kash. But they're potter from his man grammar.
L'chomer makshinan.
What?
L'chomer makshinan.
Who's talking?
Chumra Makshinan.
Yeah, the words I hear, but who's speaking?
David
Isaac. Okay, very good. So that's what Taisa says. The Chumra Makshinan. Very good. Is that Mitzat Sofik or Mitzat Vadai, David? You put a exclamation mark. Oh no, somebody else moves around.
What?
Yeah, no, it's fine. No, it's a good point. This says what that. Whatever it is, but that's the din. So the Ran says, since they chayv in Kiddush, who would din the chayv in the other? How do you understand other mitzvahs of Shabbos? Why? Why should we have given Sudas like this? What?
What's the point?
No. I'm asking, what does the Ram see that because you're having Kiddush?
I'm saying, why would you be brothers Kiddush Shabbos if you're not going to keep Shabbos? Right?
No, you're keeping Shabbos. We're talking about women are having Shabbos. So they're having Kiddush.
Yeah, but you're saying, what
does the Ram see? No, so for Kiddush, what does Kiddush have to do with Lechem Mishnah and Gimel Sudas? So how would you learn? What? How do you? What?
What's the hechatus?
Making kiddush.
Otherwise,
again,
how is Shabbos your need? How you kind of Shabbos?
You keep Shabbos. What's your unique? Then you need uniqueness. So good. So. Wait a second. Without the Hekesh, when will be part of a Kiddush? Now you tell me they're having Kiddush. What does that have to do with all the mitzvahs? What does it got to do with Lechem Mishnah and Gimel Sudas now?
Because
they're
what are you doing?
I'm asking you. What does Kiddush have to do with Gimel Sudas? I'm asking Gimel Sudas. That's
Kiddush
the first
thing. Temple.
You believe that what? What? You're still in the middle of Sheva Brachas.
Yeah. That's at night, but until then, that's not my land.
So there are those who understand. What's the absence of Malacha got to do with it? We'll talk about. So some want a time. Kvayt Shabbos, Mechabit Shabbos, with Kiddush, and Gimasudas, Lechemishna. Okay, now obviously that's what Kivega is learning. Kivega is saying that you learn out from here that what? That not only the Chayv and Kiddush, Gimasudas, the Chayv and Shvi's Benta too. What? The answer is, Rav Hershel said correctly, believe it or not, that the pshat is as is. Kiddush is an exception to the rule of Zman Grama, but it's the rule for Shabbos. In Shabbos, there's no din of Zman Grama. Kiddush teaches us that the din of Zman Grama is not applicable to Shabbos. Therefore, women also have shvisabat. That's what Mekivegas says over here. He's mesopic. Okay, he's mesopic. And that's the svar that he says why women should be chai. Now, we'll see soon that Lamaisa, his Talmud asks a Gevaldik Akash. It's no real good Torah. But before we see that, there's a Chuvus of Mekivegas. Over there, Mekivegas, I didn't bring down the whole thing. We'll see the svar, but first, his Raya. Over there, he says a Raya. The din is, it's also Mishnah Pesach, that you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa to a goy. You can't sell a behema gasa. You can't sell a working animal, a horse. Why? Because you might rent. You might rent it on Shabbos. Not you might rent it for Shabbos. Now, but Lamaisa, if the goy does malacha with the animal on Shabbos, you're a venison, because, again, that has nothing to do with you get benefiting. Your animal is working on Shabbos. So they made a gzeira. So the Kivenga asked, I'm going to say, our lush in modern day, that's not the way the Kivenga says it. So he says, Kivenga, if that's the is, since that's the is, and women are potter, so do what every smart Jew does. What does he do? He puts his house under his wife's name, right? Everybody's smiling, right? You put businesses under your wife's name, so you don't have problems, whatever it is. I'm not sure I understand it, but that's what you do, right? So give it to your wife, and if she has no shmisa nahemtai, let her sell the animal. Why doesn't Isha sell the animal? What's Kivenga's? Says the chayyim, why shouldn't they give it to them? Okay, so one will say, maybe they made a little plug, maybe this, but that's his, he says, what? No. But I'm saying, you don't find that a woman, I was using that much. He says, why don't you find that woman should be murdered? I was saying, because every guy, that you wouldn't have it as did, because you always put in your wife's name.
If you put it in your wife's name, it's still
in your name. No. You legally put in
there. It becomes the husband of the marriage.
No. You one second. We'll deal with that another time. You to get around it. Very easy. That's not so hard. I thought you were a lawyer.
Tax guy.
I'm joking. All right. Anyway, Kopanim is like this. So what's the reason? Over here, Kibega says another svara. Says it brings from the base man. Let's just look at the svara. Mashakosav Yedidi Neriyar. He's writing to the base mayor. Base mayor was one of the Dele Dairis. Kivenga had a few good friends. I don't know how many times he really saw them in those days. How many times could you see the Nesivis, the Chavde Shloime, the like his good friends. I don't want to say buddies, right? So he writes him a letter and he says like this. On Yom Tov, beside, you'll see a Gemara Shabbos also, that Yom Tov, besides the Lav, there's also an essay. Right? Gemara says in a few places that's a Mila Shaloi Bismana. Mila Shaloi Bismana is not Deicha Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara, why shouldn't it be Deicha Yom Tov? Let the essay of Mila be Deicha, the Lav of Yom Tov. That's Gemara Shai. Gemara's Kasha. Why isn't the essay of Mila be Deicha, the Lav of Yom Tov? So the Gemara has a few turrets. Some of the final turrets is the way we paskin. Rabashi says, Rabashal, Yom Tov is an essay. There's an essay of Yom Tov, Shabbos, right? Shabbos. The ain't essay, doicha loisav essay. Yom Tov can only push a loisav, not a loisav essay. And since Yom Tov is an essay, so it's a loisav essay. Now the question is, are women chayv in that essay?
Hekesh.
Hekesh to what? Which Yom Tov?
Yes, there is no hekesh.
So are they chayiv? Yeah. Reversal? This is where? In Kiddush. Right? Look, it's too easy for you. Okay.
We have a question.
Tyson Kiddushin. It seems to be Machoikas Tyson Kiddushin and Ramba, all the other Rishon. Other Rishonim say they are. They have different svaras. And Tyson says they're takapoto. And it goes into whole Shilas, no, Reversal. Let's see if you remember. It should come out that women, when you have a woman should be able to, for instance, this case of Mila. If you hold a woman as kosher Mila, which we really do, well, they are. We don't do it, but a woman could be a Mahalas. Yeah. She could be, she's kosher. She could do the Mila on Yom Tov, because what did she do wrong? It's only a life. It's not true. Charles, why not? But that's what should be. That's a machoikas.
But there's a pasuk for that.
Mila Shlomo Zmana. So the base mayor wanted to say a swear. Why? What?
So that the Mila that wouldn't help for the woman.
Why?
Because I said there's a pasuk for that. Read me a pasuk.
No. If you hold that women are kosher to do it.
But there's a pasuk to maybe Maya.
But the father gets the mitzvah. The father gets the mitzvah and he gets a female mahelas. He gets the mitzvah. And he's
got a tradition. Also, the Shreifis Kaddishim by Nashim then.
What?
Shreifis Kaddishim should be Mutter by Yantar. there's a problem with this. Strafus Kaddish. Yeah.
That, okay. That's what we're going to leave it. That's why I said we'll leave it alone. But Kaponim, so the Banks Mayor came up with new Svara. We've discussed this Svara over the years, I think. That the only time you say Mitzvah Seishas Man Grandma is only a Mitzvah of Kumvasei. Putting on tefillin, taking a lulav, sitting in a sukkah, right? But a what? Oh, an active mitzvah, exactly. That was the damn Greek. Right, an active mitzvah. I'm joking. But something which is passive, true, not doing, and you become a mitzvah, right? A sheva tasa, that woman are private. The whole din, you know, since you learn out the tour of tefillin, either for matz, the tour of tzmachom, for tefillin, for matz, or whatever the name it is, it's only an act of Yitzchak success. Something that you have to do. But since the Esav Yomtiv, it's Shev Al Tasa, that woman a chayv. So Kivega there, and that Shuma says, so the male, I would understand why a woman would be chayv in Shvisa's Be'amtiv. So basically, this week, we'll continue this year next. We came out like this. That Shvisa's Behemtoi is a Zman Grama, right? It's a Zman Grama. However, you have two reasons to be Machayev woman, right? You have two reasons to be Machayev woman. What's that? Either because of the Ram with Zachar B'Shama, since they have a Kiddush, they have no, or because of the Ram of the Beis Meir, that since the it's a Sheva on Tasa, the Chayev. What's the Raya that women are Chayev? So let's take a look. If you look back, okay, the three lines on the bottom of that Rav Kivenger, there's a parenthesis. Amar Yud Mem. I don't know who this Yud Mem is. It seems a Talmud of Kivenger. I don't know. There's so many people who are experts in these things. Who know? He says, "Bedina now she mistopic Rabbeinu kamoiken." The Gemara itself, the Gemara says like this. Pesach, you want the Gemara? Gemara Bey, you hear the Gemara says like this. It says in the Mishnah, Parasa, his para, meaning
where.
Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so his parah yaitza be ritzua sheben karneh, right? So yeah, one second. Let's see the Gemara, right? So the Gemara, remember, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the Nazi of Congress. So I didn't even know Gamliel, Shabbi Shalmi. The main of the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had a parah heavy, had one parah like parasa. It doesn't make sense that one of his parahs. Every year, the din is any animal that's born in your, you know, in your possession. So you have to put into corral. Every tenth one becomes a corral. Right? It doesn't go to a coin, it's yours, but it's a carbon that we don't do nowadays because we don't have carbonus. So we don't do it. But nowadays we don't do that. The people have farms, but they don't, you know. So it says that every year he would have 12,000 mice of bank. That means he had 120, right? He must have been a very wealthy man, or blessed been inside somebody from giving my submission. So what says, what do you mean? You have it. So we learned, the answer is we learned in a brisa, like Rabbi Zvi said. Lo shelo haisa wasn't his. Ella shel shchentoi haisa. What's shchentoi? What kind of neighbor? Well, that's a shchena. All right. Umetar shelo micha ba. Everybody knows what ba means, right? Right. We did so. Okay. Al Now this is Allah Shulchan Aruch, that which you have to know what it's negeya. If you're not moich on a person, the Aveira is yours. Not only the Chacha, but it's called on your name. But I once heard from a friend of mine, Al Vashem, Maharsh Segal, who's a Mayri Yig, a Tamu Chacha from Yerushalayim. So he once said a very nice word. He said, when you learn the Gemara, you say, okay, he should have been a Rosman, as I should have been my heart. And mainly, he also got an Aveira because he was my heart. So, no, that's the Aveira. If it would have been his Behema, there would have been nothing wrong. Why? Because he passed in the Behema allowed to go out to prison.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.